So, you have an M. Night Shyamalan movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Wait a minute, but you're not M. Night Shyamalan.
No, I'm actually his ghostwriter. Bet you didn't know he had one of those.
I didn't know? That's a fun twist.
You're damn right it is. That's what we're all about.
Amazing. So tell me about this new movie.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be about this event that makes people kill themselves.
Oh, that kind of reminds me of Bird Box.
Bird Box? Is that a movie?
No, what kind of a dumb movie title is Bird Box? I'm talking about a box of parakeets I used to have.
Okay.
Yeah, and they all killed themselves after, you know, catching a glimpse of me naked.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, they must have looked over when I was changing or something. Not great for my self-esteem.
Yeah, no, I guess that wouldn't be.
So anyway, what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna start off in Central Park, and this girl is freaking out because everyone around her is killing themselves because of this toxin.
Why isn't she affected?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And then we're gonna meet the main character, Elliot, who's a high school science teacher.
Oh, he's a high school science teacher?
Yeah, is that a problem?
It's just that I wanted to cast Mark Wahlberg in this movie, but nobody's gonna buy him as a science teacher.
Oh, yeah, he's more of a tough guy, I guess.
Unless we get him to talk in a strangely high-pitched voice.
Right, he could be like, hey guys, I'm a science teacher.
People are killing each other, what's going on?
That works for me, so he's gonna be telling his class that sometimes nature does weird things and scientists just make stuff up to put in the books.
What?
And then he tells one of his students that he has a perfect face, but one day he's gonna be ugly.
Oh, this guy's just the worst teacher.
And then they're gonna find out about Central Park and assume that it's a terrorist attack.
Okay.
But Elliot is like a terrorist attack in Central Park? That doesn't make sense.
Why wouldn't that make sense? It's one of the most popular places in the world.
Yeah, he doesn't think it makes any sense.
Well, okay then. So what do?
The natural thing anybody would do if they suspect terrorists are attacking.
They go to a crowded train station and get on a crowded train.
Those places would never be targeted during attacks.
Yeah, so Elliot's gonna take the train with his distant wife Alma, his co-worker Julian, and Julian's daughter Jess.
Why is Alma distant?
Well, we're gonna find out that she went to have tiramisu with a co-worker.
She had tiramisu with him?
Yeah, it's gonna be super dramatic.
Maybe that storyline would be a bit more interesting if she did more than just have tiramisu with him.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So maybe they had, you know, cheesecake.
Never mind.
Okay, so anyway, then the train is gonna stop and everyone's gonna get kicked off.
Why?
Well, the train conductor's like, we lost contact with everybody, so it's standard procedure to abandon you all in the middle of nowhere.
Very harsh train procedures.
So then they're gonna learn that this thing is hitting smaller and smaller populations.
How do they learn that?
Oh, well, I realized I could have news anchors deliver exposition, so, you know, that's how it's gonna happen always.
The characters aren't gonna figure anything out for themselves?
Not really, no. This news thing was much easier for me.
Well, okay then.
And so Elliot and Alma and Jess get a ride from a guy who loves plants and hot dogs.
Oh, what's that character like?
I just told you, he loves plants and hot dogs.
That's the whole character?
Yup, and he tells Elliot that he thinks plants are responsible for this whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah, he says they're able to evolve and emit toxins to survive.
Interesting.
And so they're gonna break off into little groups, and the little group that Elliot isn't in is gonna start killing themselves.
Oh no.
And so Elliot's group is gonna start yelling at him, like, we have to do something, and this is on you.
That's pretty mean.
Yeah, so he's gonna have to use his science brain real fast. He's gonna be like, all right, be scientific, douchebag. Identify the rules, design the experiment, blah, blah, blah.
And what does he figure out?
He figures out that, oh, maybe it is the trees.
Right.
So yeah, then he's pretty sure it's the trees.
I mean, yeah, okay.
So then they're gonna have to outrun the wind.
Oh, outrunning the wind is tight. I know all about that.
You do?
Yeah, that's when you fart and you try to leave the room before the smell hits, right?
No, I mean, they're literally gonna outrun the actual wind.
You're an idiot.
And then they're gonna try to get some help from a crazy hermit person, but he ends up killing two teenagers that are with them.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, so they learn their lesson and they go get help from a different crazy hermit person.
How crazy are we talking?
Well, in the middle of the night, she's gonna be like, are you guys trying to murder me in my sleep?
Oh yeah, that is pretty paranoid.
Yeah, so Elliot's like, what? No, ma'am, no, we're not.
Very convincing. So what kind of fun twist is gonna happen with the crazy lady?
Nothing, she's just gonna die.
Oh, so what was the point of all that?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And then Elliot's gonna end up in a different house than Alma, but they can talk through a speaking tube.
Okay.
And they're like, you know what, if we're about to die, let's at least be together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and so Alma drags that little girl Jess outside so she can go kiss her husband.
Very romantic, and so they all die?
Nope, because whatever was happening stopped.
Why did it stop?
It just stopped, I don't know.
Well, okay then.
And so yeah, that's about it.
Wait, where's the twist?
What do you mean?
Don't M. Night Shyamalan movies usually have some kind of cool twist in them?
Yeah, it was the tree thing. The deadly thing was the trees.
But that happened so early in the movie.
Yeah, but a lot of characters didn't believe it, but then yeah, that is what it was.
So the twist is that that was the twist?
Sure.
And so what's the movie called anyway?
Oh man, I completely forgot to think of a title. Let me just think of something now.
Oh, it's gonna be hard to come up with a title off the top of your head.
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah. I mean, let's see. Something happens in the movie. movie, right?
Something happens in every movie.
Yeah, but like especially in this one.
I guess.
So I guess we could call it The Happening.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Fantastic. So what do you think overall?
Well, it sounds pretty ridiculous, to be honest.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Yeah, but I mean, as long as we could get the stars to stand behind this thing, I think the public will like it.
Great.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.